is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hello, and welcome to the 49th edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. January's roundtable question is, what do you do to help your team stay fresh and peak as the postseason approaches? Our coaching lineup this month includes Jerry Buckley from Bishop Kenny High School, Eric Bueller from Chatfield High School, Chris Delisio from Olmsted Falls High School, Andy Farrell from University of Dayton, Joe Harris from Lake Chelan High School, Jeff Huber from Elyria Catholic High School, Dell Leonard from Mountain Home High School, Durante Polite from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, Matthew Radebard, author of Lead Like a Pro, Don Showalter from USA Basketball, and John Schulman from the University of Alabama Huntsville. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review after you subscribe on your favorite podcast app. If you're a basketball coach at any level, please check out our Hoopheads coaching mentorship program. You'll get matched with one of our experienced head coaches and develop a relationship that will take your coaching, your team, your program, and your mindset to another level. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Hoopheads Pod for the latest updates on episodes, guests, and events from the Hoopheads Pod. Hey Hoopheads, this January our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball introduced their all-new CT Plus machine with a 21.5-inch touchscreen that allows players to train offline, build custom drills, compete in multiplayer mode, and view their stats in real time. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on their Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT Plus models. Visit drdishbasketball.com for details. That's a great deal, Hoopheads. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today.
Hi, this is Mike Winters, head boys basketball coach at Harlem High School in McChesney Park, Illinois, and the author of The Journey, Lessons from the Hardwood. And you're listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
Prepare like the pros with the all-new Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Fast Draw has been the number one play diagramming software for coaches for years. You'll quickly see why Fast Model Sports has the most compelling and intuitive basketball software out there. For a limited time, Fast Model is offering Hoopheads listeners 15% off Fast Draw and Fast Scout. Just use the code HHP15 at checkout to grab your discount, and you'll be on your way to more efficient game prep and improved communication with your team. Fast Model also has new coaching content every week on its blog, plus play and drill diagrams on its playbank. Check out the links in the show notes for more. Fast Model Sports is the best in basketball. Let's hear from our panel about how they help their team stay fresh and peak as the postseason approaches. Eric Bueller, Chatfield Senior High School, Littleton, Colorado.
Hey, what's going on, Hoopheads? This is Eric Bueller at Chatfield Senior High. And this month we were asked what we do to keep our team fresh and how to help them peak for the postseason. It's hard for me to answer to get a team to peak. I feel like I'm not very good at that yet. We have our good years, we have our bad years with our team peaking. That's a code I would love to crack and get more consistent with myself. As far as staying fresh, we do multiple things. We do yoga throughout the year. We'll do stretching days. We encourage ice baths. We encourage stretching before and after practice. We also lift. I'm a big believer in lifting throughout the season, maintaining strength. And I believe by the end of the year, that maintaining that strength helps prevent injuries and also gives you that athleticism that you need to finish off through your league season and into the playoffs. That's what we do at Chatfield. I can't wait to hear what everyone else is doing. Thank you for having me on again, and we'll talk to you guys next time.
Jerry Buckley, Bishop Kenny High School, Jacksonville, Florida.
This is Jerry Buckley from Bishop Kenny talking about keeping your team fresh as the postseason approaches. There's a number of different things we do at this time of year now that we're in January. Number one would be shorter practices. We're typically playing two, if not three games a week. So we're probably going no longer than 90 minutes on the floor, maybe even less. The main way we do that is we stay pretty consistent with our fundamental drills, but we'll probably just cut down the time. If it was an 8-minute drill, we might cut it in half, just depending on the situation. We do try to pick up our use of film at this point, whether it be watching ourselves or our opponents. Probably not too much time, but just a little bit more frequently as far as our schedule goes. We continue with our work in the weight room. That's something we do almost year-round, so that's very important for us as far as staying fresh and as strong as we can for the postseason. And then we try to do some things that would promote team chemistry. So we'll attend a local college game or just do some other type of fun activity. And then the final thing would be guest speakers. I think it's always good. You know, they've been hearing my voice for a long time now individually, to bring in somebody from outside the program to give them a different perspective at this time of year. Thanks. I hope everybody's season's going well.
Chris Delisio, Olmsted Falls High School, Olmsted Falls, Ohio.
Hey, Hoopheads. Chris Delisio, Olmsted Falls. Helping your team stay fresh and peak as the postseason approaches is a difficult task, as you want to move into playoff season and end a conference season. I think shortening practices a bit, helping your guys stay physically fresh but also stretched out, kind of eliminating some of the wear and tear on their body, is helpful. And then from a basketball standpoint, just trying to sharpen up some of the things you've already been doing. Pay attention to the details. As you know, you're going to be in close games down the stretch and have some important moments. You know, those are the moments that you want to be crisp in. I think it's a great time in practice at the end of the year to really worry about their details, and takes away some of the physical toll on their body. So I think those are some of the things that we've tried to do in the past to help us be good down the stretch.
Andy Farrell from the University of Dayton.
I think one of the things that we as coaches can do to make sure our guys are ready and peaking at the right time for postseason play is being mindful of when they need to have off days completely away from the game, and then when we need to have lighter practices where it's just more mental practices, walking through some offensive things, walking through some of your defense rotations, just getting up some light shots without really breaking a sweat too much, or just completely off. I think keeping the guys fresh mentally and physically is really, really important as you approach postseason basketball. I think one of the greatest abilities is the availability of our players, and we as coaches have some of that stuff underneath our control with how hard we're pushing the guys. I also think that as you approach the postseason, there should be a cadence where you're building up to some of those things. You don't want to be wearing the guys down with constantly banging, going, you know, full 5-on-5 all the time, or, you know, full court drills all the time. You know, sometimes you just need to pull back and continue to do skill development. I think there's a time and a place that guys need to get up and down in short bursts so that they can feel the game. But at the same time, the skill development piece, making sure that everyone's cohesive unit, I think all that stuff's really, really important.
Joe Harris, Lake Chelan High School, Lake Chelan, Washington.
Hello, Hoopheads. This is Joe Harris at Chelan High School with today's roundtable question. What do you do to help your team stay fresh and peak as the postseason approaches? First of all, I hope everyone's doing well and that your teams are striving to reach those postseason games. As coaches, we know this is a special time of the year for so many reasons. And as a program, you may have put things in throughout the year to help your team stay fresh. But some things you can do on the back end of your season to help with keeping them fresh and helping them peak as you reach that postseason era. You change the length of your practice, shorten it down a little bit, maybe pull some drills out, change the length of your drills so they're not quite so long. Even though you change the length of your practice, maybe add some different drills, add a competitive toughness drills so that your players get a different look than what you've been giving them throughout the year. Change the order of your day-to-day practice plan. This gives them that fresh look so that it's not so repetitive. It's not the same thing over and over. You end practice on a positive note. This can be done with games of any kind, shooting half-court shots, getting the players the feeling that, hey, this is something fun and we want to be able to come back and do this again tomorrow. All of these things can help keeping your players fresh and ready for the postseason. So I'm hoping some of these things you can find helpful, and good luck as the postseason arrives.
Jeff Huber, Elyria Catholic High School in Elyria, Ohio.
Hi, this is Jeff Huber, a head boys basketball coach at Elyria Catholic High School. And this month's roundtable question is, what do you do to help your team stay fresh and peak as the postseason approaches? I think we try and do a couple things that probably a lot of programs do. Certainly as the season goes on, we try and shorten our time on the floor, try to keep guys fresh, keep them excited to be on the court, really kind of zero in on the most important things that we need to get done and direct our practice time there. With that said, another thing that we do that I think hopefully keeps players engaged is try and focus a little bit more on player development as the season goes along. You know, early in the year, a lot of it is getting in our systems and strategies. But as the season goes along and our players have a better understanding of those things, it allows us to devote a little bit more time to player development. And we try and tailor that individually a little bit to each guy's needs. And hopefully that's kind of a motivating thing for them, the fact that, you know, it's really time for them to develop and improve and become better players. And then I would say a third thing is we'll try and do some fun things as the season goes along, whether it's, you know, doing something away from the court as a group, whether it's maybe doing some things in the classroom, some kind of team building activities. We probably watch a little bit more film as the season goes along and try and use that as a learning tool. So maybe it's not quite as much time on the floor, but some time doing some different things that are still, I think, beneficial either in a teaching tool, whether it's film or building the building the camaraderie of the group if it's something that's a team building activity. So those are some things that we try and do, and we're starting to get close to that time as we've just hit the new year. So that will be coming up soon. All right, thanks.
United Basketball Plus is your doorway to all things basketball. If you desire to go further, faster as a coach and leader, if you want to maximize your team's potential, or if you simply just want to be a student of basketball, United Basketball Plus is the resource to take you to the next level in your basketball journey. As a member, you will have access to some of the greatest minds in basketball today. The in-depth videos provided by these coaches and basketball experts will help make difficult concepts simple to understand and teach. With your membership, you will have access to video playbooks, sports psychology, fast model playbooks, skill development, speed agility, and various other United Basketball Clinic videos. Your annual membership also includes access to our 2021 United Basketball Clinics, as well as discounts to attend future basketball clinics. The best way to find out all we have to offer is to visit us at unitedbasketballplus.com.
The first training camp Elite Skill Development and Performance Combine will be held on the campus of Western Reserve Academy, just outside of Cleveland, Ohio, powered by Unleash Potential and the Hoopheads podcast. The camp is designed for boys rising to grades 6 through 9 and will take place June 29th through July 1st, 2023. An emphasis on improving individual skills in the context of a team environment will be the hallmark of the training camp. Mike Klinzing from Head Start Basketball and the Hoopheads podcast and Joe's Decision from Unleashed Potential will serve as the camp directors of this inaugural training camp. Campers can expect 3 days of hard work, intense skill instruction, and learning how to be a great teammate on and off the court at the training camp. Players will participate in 10 elite skill development sessions led by some of the best coaches from across the country. Visit headstartbasketball.com to get registered.
Dell Leonard, Mountain Home High School, Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Dell Leonard, Mountain Home High School, Mountain Home, Arkansas. The question this week for the roundtable is, what do you do to help your team stay fresh and peak as the postseason approaches? The number one thing that we try to do is simply cut our practice time back to 1 hour on the floor. If we go any longer than that, it may be that we do some competitive shooting drills after that hour, or we simply go to the film room. Other things we do is, if we have a long road trip the night before, or maybe an overtime game, whether it's at home or on the road or just a real physical game, we just try to be real cognizant of their legs and where they're at physically, and probably more important, mentally. And we meet as a staff and talk about, you know, do we need to cut back some on that particular day? And we also put a lot of input, or give our players a lot of input. And our seniors are really good about communicating with us. And if we go to them and talk to them about where we're at mentally and physically, we'll gauge a lot off that. And we also give them the freedom to come to us and talk to us. So keeping the kids fresh and keeping their legs fresh. And as I said before, even more so mentally fresh, I think is huge as you go into postseason play. Well, Hoopheads, thanks for having me and good luck to everybody out there as you get into the second half of your season.
Durante Polite, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
Durante Polite here, assistant women's basketball coach, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. As it concerns the end of the year and really just trying to stay fresh and make sure we're peaking at the right time, you know, one big thing is shorter practices. You know, at that point in time, you kind of are who you are. So shorter practices, really just kind of dialing in on some of the detailed things. A lot of, you know, for us at that time of the year, it's a lot scout-oriented because of conference. So you're seeing teams for a second time. So you're just trying to spend as little, you know, during practice, less wear and tear during practice. A lot of focus on shooting, you know, so just getting those reps in more and more during practice. And as for weight room concerns, I mean, that gets really low and it's more about recovery, stretching, and things of that nature. So, and even from a mental standpoint, I mean, we just lighten the mental load of practice too. So we might mix in a little bit more fun during that time of the year to help, you know, lighten things up. And again, lighten the load from a physical standpoint, but also from a mental standpoint. So that's the biggest thing. Shorter practices, a lot more shooting, and then just incorporating some fun while we're walking through a lot of the details.
Matthew Radebard, author of Lead Like a Pro.
Hey, Hoopheads Nation, this is Coach Matt Radebard back with you for another Hoopheads Roundtable. This month, discussing the question, what do you do to help keep your team fresh and stay at peak as the postseason approaches? This is, I think, an extremely important question, particularly as we get to this time of the year. Conference season is underway. We're getting towards the back half of conference season. And even though as a coach, you never want to look ahead, you always have to keep those postseason aspirations in mind when making decisions about the amount of load and work you put on your student athletes' bodies. So starting off, I always thought about tapering. You know, when are we playing games? How much load can we put on at the start of the week? And then taper it down as the week went on. I also thought about what drills, what aspects of practice could hit the most areas. So if through certain drills, we really focused on one specific thing, I might kind of, you know, lean away from that as we started going through the week and move towards drills or activities that I can get kind of more bang for my buck, that by putting more time into it practice, I can touch more areas, get more out of it, affect more players in the team in a positive way. So really trying to condense practice, being very specific and intentional about what we did at practice and what those drills and the benefit was going to be for the season moving forward, I think is so important. And then I think as a coach, really prioritizing rest, letting your student athletes know, again, how important sleep is, how important being off your feet is, you know, getting that early bedtime, making sure that your time management skills, you're getting all your academics taken care of, you're getting all of those other ancillary things that go on, you know, on a college campus, on a high school campus, whatever grade that you coach, make sure that those things are getting prioritized so that your athletes can get to sleep at a regular time, get the amount of time, rest, and recovery that they need. Also, you know, making sure that you're always prioritizing, you know, stretching after practice, getting in the hot and cold tub, living with your athletic trainers as much as you can, you know, making sure that they're doing all of those things so that when they're at practice, you could avoid some of those injuries that can crop up at the end of the year that happen due to overuse and not enough recovery time. Thanks, Hoophead Nation. Glad to be with you again this month on the Hoopheads Roundtable.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hi, Don Showalter here from USA Basketball. And the question for this session was, how do you keep your team fresh as the season goes on? I think a number of things that you have to take in consideration. First of all, what's the do you have a team that's experienced or are they a very young team? I think that makes a big difference. For an experienced team, I think you can kind of make sure that take a day off here and there is always good. Maybe play, have one night where they play, instead of going to practice, they go bowl. You take them bowling or you have a wiffle ball game. I think that's always good just to give them something different to laugh about and be together with. A younger team, be sure you cut your practices short because I think they get tired and mentally more than physically. But I think keep your practices a little shorter. Always concentrate on the fundamentals, or at least a little bit every practice. We do our practices in thirds. We have a third of fundamental skill work, a third of offense, a third of defense. Can be mixed around. It doesn't have to be for an hour. It doesn't have to be straight 20 minutes of one and 20 minutes of the other. Can be intertwined. But I think those are things that keeps them fresh. I think team activities throughout the season, especially as the season goes on, are really important. Keeps the kids communicating with each other in a good way outside of basketball. I know we always try to have players over our place and maybe just play games, board games, or make up some type of thing that they can do. Volunteering at a food bank and those kind of things are always good, I think, at the end of the season, because I think this keeps them a little bit looser and they get a chance to be with their teammates. Thank you.
John Shulman, University of Alabama Huntsville and the 720 Sports Group.
This is John Shulman, head coach at Alabama Huntsville. Question this month is, what do you do to help your team stay fresh and peak as the postseason approaches? Great question. And I think every team is different. I think the first thing, just be honest, the first thing is don't lose your team in November and December. I know we're in January right now, but some teams are already done. You got beat on a tight one at the buzzer, or you screwed up something and you lost your mind as a coach and you never recovered from a game in November and December. Basketball is a tournament sport, and so you're trying to be good for postseason. Postseason's in February and March. And so really, in theory, November and December are preseason stuff you're trying to get better. We used to talk about, I had an associate head coach at Chattanooga, a guy named Charlton Young, who is one of the elite coaches in the country. And he was big on happy and hugging in February. The teams that want to play in February and the teams that are still having fun are the teams that win. And if your team's not having fun, then you're probably not going to want to continue. Yes, it's a game, but it's a hard game. And you put a lot of pressure on your kids, and your kids put a lot of pressure on themselves, and the parents put a lot of pressure on them. If they're not having fun, they're done. And if they're done mentally, then you ain't winning. You're not winning in February, March. And trust me, in my career, I've won in February, March, and I've lost in February, March. And the common denominator is those kids. You better be happy and hugging in February. And that's the key. You don't, you know, it's like a horse race. You don't want to be whipping that horse and trying to get going in November and December. It's time to start bearing down in January. Shorten your practices in January, February, and make sure you're fresh and make sure they want to play and make sure they feel like playing. If they feel like playing, they're going to keep on learning and keep on getting better. And that's the only thing that I'd, you know, help your team stay fresh. Don't practice as long. Take a day where you play wiffle ball. Take a day where you go to a movie. That we were 4-6 in the league last year, and instead of coming back and killing them, we went to eat pizza and went and saw a movie that night. We went 13-2 from that spot for the rest of the year. And so everybody's got a different plan. Everybody's got a different idea. Those are my ideas, and sometimes they work, sometimes they don't work. But I'll say this, if kids want to be playing basketball, you know, we used to play the Southern Conference tournament when I was at Chattanooga. It was right around spring break. And you literally, some of those kids in our league would have rather gone to spring break than the NCAA tournament. Well, if that's the case, you ain't going to win. And so understand, it's a long season. And they've been playing AAU in high school. They've been playing AAU in June and July. You had team camp in June. They played AAU in June. They've been working out in August. You start back in late August, there's never a break.
you better be fresh. And the most important time to be fresh is February, March. Hope this helps. Take care. Thanks.
Thanks for checking out this month's Hoopheads Podcast Roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches.
Your first impression is everything when applying for a new coaching job. A professional coaching portfolio is the tool that highlights your coaching achievements and philosophies, and most of all, helps separate you and your abilities from the other applicants. The Coaching Portfolio Guide is an instructional membership-based website that helps you develop a personalized portfolio. Each section of the Portfolio Guide provides detailed instructions on how to organize your portfolio in a professional manner. The guide also provides sample documents for each section of your portfolio that you can copy, modify, and add to your personal portfolio. As a Hoopheads Pod listener, you can get your Coaching Portfolio Guide for just $25. Visit coachingportfolioguide.com/hoopheads to learn more.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads Podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.